30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas, coming.
Well, we're gonna die. That's it. It's over. Anytime a motherfucking robot, my hand. I can see. I got hands.
Okay, you want to see how the human? You want to see how the human race goes and the fucking robots rise up? Check this out.
Look at this graph.
Like, has no one seen Terminator? Has nobody seen The Matrix, nigga? Like, you just gonna do the one thing we said that we don't.
Stop it. Get some help.
Like, there's clearly some dudes that's like, yo, if I can build her, then she'll fuck with no problem. But if you build her and she's looking at her hand like, oh shit, a bitch got a real hand. Then, like, the
and
bitch
goes to you. Oh, nigga, bro, nigga, literally.
You're out of there.
The minute it said, oh, I could see it being startled and pulling a gun, I was like,
yeah, oh, no, no.
Just like wanted to slap the shit out the goddamn
side. The horny dude that was running the controls, I was looking at him like,
yeah, that brother's starving. Yes,
sir, brother. Because you got to be a horny motherfucker to make episode 163 of Blurbs in the Hood, man. We haven't even started the show. I'm your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
I'm the swaggy blurred Winston A. Marshall.
I have to upload the podcast episodes because didn't do that because a lot of shit was going on. But thank y'all for everybody to listen to the podcast. Everybody that's with us on Tuesday. Everybody's with us today. I am like really surprised right now. I saw somebody post that, then I just watched the whole thing. And I was like, well, nigga, I just am going to just die.
You remember Chappelle's show? I love how everything fucking goes back to Chappelle's show. You remember Chappelle's show? They had the what's it called? They had the reparations, and you had the white dude, the news reporter, being like, these black people were just breaking their necks to get this money back to us. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a group of individuals, just humans, break their necks harder
to kill us all.
To kill us all. Like, bro, you know Brandon, my homie Brandon, right? Mm-hmm. He was telling me that we have fucked up the climate change so bad. One of the things that's defrosting right now are these super fungi. These fungi, since we as humans have focused on viruses, bacteria, all that sort of stuff, we have years of development to deal with that.
In other words, he's saying it's the shit that was on the tip of cavemen's dicks because they was fucking the peat moss in the trees.
It's already in China, and it apparently kills one in three people. So if we get this shit to go for real, we are 100 years behind on. Oh, on fungi development. So between fungi, COVID, robots, the climate, fucking gun control,
white man,
control, white man,
white.
What the fuck?
Oh shit.
Like it's all just going out the window.
Hey, Winston, just
yeah,
Winston.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
This is the big one. It's not just white men and women, it's white teenagers. White teenagers will be the death of us, bro. I'm good, man. I got a good run in today. Got a lot done with Roxy on the project we're working on. Got a lot of stuff done on the personal project I'm working on. Like been sitting at this computer all day, but I couldn't be happier to do it. You know, it is the day of my my birth giver's birth. I guess there's a better way to say that, but you know what I'm saying? So like, I'm just happy that, which I got a whole story I got to tell before she gets here.
What?
I told you the story. I'm very curious because I know everybody potentially has this problem with their significant others. All the fellas out there, your girlfriend is probably one time, what do you mean for dinner? I don't really care. You want sushi? No, I don't want sushi. You want to do it? No.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
Okay, so a lot of people asking why I'm not watching the game. That's like the third comment, because A, I have a job to do, when this show happens, and B, what the fuck makes you think I ain't got it right here with the fucking volume off? Of course I'm watching the fucking game.
Me, nigga, me. Shout out to Raptors Public, we all in jail. Shout out to CenterIn.co, the body butter, dead ass, nigga, the body butter smells good as fuck, and it's just all over. And I remember one day I got asked, I bet your dick smell like cocoa butter. And it does. But go ahead.
Jesus. So a lot going on, man. But it was all good. And so I just, all I was going to say is I gotta say this real quick, is that my mom's, with it being her birthday, we were like, we want to take you to dinner. I asked her on Sunday, hey, mom, your birthday's in like 5 days. We want to take you to dinner. Where you want to go? Oh, baby, I'll look something up. I'll let you know you can make the reservation. Great. I gave her some time. Call her on Tuesday. Hey, mom, I never got a fucking restaurant from you. Where you want to go? Oh, mama's been too busy. I don't have time to look at it. I'll check it out later. I was like, okay. Yesterday, mom, your birthday is tomorrow. Where would you like to go to dinner? Oh, mama don't know. I'll look. I promise I'm going to look. I'm like, then you have to make the reservation yourself.
God, and so damn.
So today at 1:30, Zoe goes, mom, do you want to go to this restaurant? And she goes, oh, that sounds great, baby. Let's do that. So I would do all. Not for my birthday, for her birthday. To the point where even Kristen knew we were going. And she's like, do you know where we're going? And I was like, I don't. She called me before she left for work. She's like, did you get any update? And I was like, finally. I finally have a place.
Wait, Say what Kristen called you and asked you again.
She said, do we know where we're going?
Nigga, no.
So that's what's going on. That's what's going on with me. So Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Did this nigga freeze? Nigga, why? Oh, we can't hear you though. You muted yourself.
I put up my Christmas tree and my lights. I decided to get in the festive spirit. So I put up my tree and my lights. I got to get a bigger tree skirt. I got a little tree skirt. Need a bigger tree skirt. So I did that. This feels real technical. I actually put lights around my balcony window, but I was like, how the fuck is this going to work? Because I just want it's on the inside and like, it's on the inside, you really can't see it on the outside. And I ain't got a long enough cord to put it on the outside, so I didn't know how to do it. So, fuck y'all, okay? Even the tree is glistening. You know, oh, I ain't wow. Got it. Nah, I'm going back to where I was. Okay.
Oh, do you see that, though? Did Jay really just use the reality stone on his background?
Reality can be whatever I want it to be.
Jesus Christ. I seriously can't with your black ass sometimes.
Reality can be whatever I want it to be. Also, today is my 6-year LA-versary. Today is my 6 years of being here in Los Angeles. And it's been a thing. It's been a thing. It's been a ride. You know, I posted, I said it hasn't been a shabby time. I mean, for those who know me, who've heard me on podcasts or whatever, be open about my story. I went from sleeping on couches to staying in my car. I was homeless for some months, living out of hotels, you know, staying on floors. I went through a hella situation I just got out of to where I am today. So, you know, that's been a thing. I moved out of here with nothing, literally, but my faith and less than $1,300 in my bank account. Less than $1,300. And so to still be here and not be dead from just giving up, you know, really is a testament. And I say that because a lot of people give up and quit, and there's not a fit, may not be a physical death, but there's a part of death inside of them. And so that's been a thing. Also, I got an email this morning. I'm supposed to be going to a comedy festival, and I got an email, and it really shook me to my core, because it was like, I was assuming I was doing these shows, and I was like, I'm not doing that. And so then I was like, yo, I know what I'm worth. I know how I, yo, let me just look at y'all in this camera and say something real quick. Give me a second, Weston.
Okay.
I'm fucking good at stand up. I'm goddamn good at what I do. I'm not making no qualms about it. I'm not going to even be humble about the shit. I'm fucking good at what I do. So when I get on that stage and when I'm trying to, when I go somewhere, treat me as such. I'm not new to this game. I put 12 years in this shit. Blood, sweat, and tears. I've lost relationships and everything fighting to prove who I am in this game. So for that, I had to deal with some shit. And so it really upset me. But then, like, I got an email back that said, boy, if you don't humble your spirit and calm down. I was like, I know who sent me that. I said, I'm going to just calm down. Because
who sent you that?
The festival director, and her dad is black. And so that was her dad's black side coming out. And I was like, well, damn, okay. Let me just calm down. You know what I'm saying? So
you were cussing somebody out.
I hadn't cussed nobody out directly yet. Like, I was just telling, like, a few people close to me how I felt about it, because I felt slighted. I felt disrespected, to be quite honest. I felt highly disrespected because, again, I'm tired of – I watch myself be on shows with these – with some of y'all favorite headliners, and I watch some of them can't follow me. I've been on shows with people I drool over, but I watch people who get – because they're friends and buddy-buddy with people out here, because it's L.A., of course, is how it is. They won't. I can't be on the show with them because they were like, I got to put my friends on, but your friends bomb, or your friends are only funny to that group of friends. I'm funny to the people who pay the tickets. I'm funny to the people who come out to see a nigga. That's who I'm funny for, because at the end of the day, those are who matter. The people that's in the seats that want to come back and see a nigga. So I had to be like, yo, I'm myself. I am who I am. And so then I went to the gym today. I ran for like 35 minutes straight on the treadmill. And I started out at a 7 incline, went down to a 5.5 and just kept going. And I was pushing myself. Then I did a lot of core workout and all this other shit. And so then I had to do stuff for the show. I got to set up for the people that are left on my one-on-one with the supervillains here. I got to send out stuff for that. And it's just trying to remind myself, you know, it's frustrating. Because I've been in this shit so long, and I understand that everybody doesn't get that shot. Uh-huh. But I'm tired of being held by that shot because your favorite can't follow me, or your favorite is afraid of it. Like, yo, do what you do on stage. I'll do what I do. And that's how it should be. So that is me being, for the moment, I got to toot my own motherfucking horn.
Hey, man, I'm here for it. I am proud of you for, once again, for just kind of claiming that, you know what I mean? I know a lot of people wouldn't necessarily, and I think that that's something that you got to give yourself.
I may be in St. George, Utah from the 27th through the 30th. It's tentative right now, like everything is being finalized. So St. George, Utah, it's like a couple hours away from Salt Lake City, but Utah, end of the month. So that's the answer to the question. Lord Hypercage.
Cool.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man. You don't need to say anything. I mean,
I think that that's all a very spot on assessment, considering how much work and effort you have genuinely put into this. I would say the only thing that you maybe have put as much, if not more, but I would argue maybe it's this, is wrestling. That's it. It's not to say that you don't put it in acting wise and everything else, but you're right. Stand up has been the thing that you have put blood, sweat, and tears in more so than anything that I've seen. Maybe the gym.
And I don't put as, I've just started back putting as much as I was in the gym now. Like, when I tell you, my relationship with my daughter's mom severed for other reasons. But one of the reasons, too, was me being obsessed with this stand-up career. Because I'm good at what I can do. I know I'm good at what I can do. It'd be a different story if I was just saying I was good and didn't have receipts. I'm one of them niggas. Like, I got receipts to prove I'm good at what I do. So a lot of times it's like, the one of the biggest things out here is, well, just in general in stand-up, and we'll, I know I heard it, when we go to stand-up, and I saw, I was stalling for that. One of the biggest things with stand-up is you want to be able to have, to you become a bigger name on your own, and you can headline the club. You want headliners to bring you. And I remember my sister, my one of my best friends, Jen Sturgeon, and people always like, how do you call her your sister? Because when I was in the hospital and almost died in 2018, her and her husband were one of the first few people there. Those two, Mark Ellis, Patrick Campbell, to name a slight few. So that's that. But nonetheless, I will digress and pass over the reins to my brother, my friend, my co-host, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. So we have a very special guest today that will be joining us for the show, mainly because she's a boss ass. I'm not going to say it because, you know, I'm not trying to get smacked.
No, I want to see this ass whooping coming.
I'm not trying to get smacked through the camera.
No, stay it. Please go ahead and test your luck. Remember, I don't change nothing on blurs. Go ahead. That's what you said before. We don't change the show.
This is an exception. This is an exception. She is, I won't, you never tell a lady's age, but she is hitting a milestone.
Boy, if you would have said that, I'd have left this show.
I slide in, but she hit a milestone birthday today, and she is presenting her newest company to everybody today. We wanted to give her an opportunity to plug it a little bit and everything that's going on. None other than the wonderful woman that birthed me, clothed me, and dealt with my ignorant behind for 33 years.
Before you bring it, it sounded like you done did something wrong at some point that you was trying to make up for before you pulled it in. And you was like, I did something earlier. I need to make up. Go there,
how about you don't embarrass me, ladies
you
and gentlemen?
You don't want to embarrass yourself.
It's Mama Mars. Hi, Mom. How are you doing?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, first of all, loving the Santa hat. Are you wearing a standard one, or did you put?
The queen of Christmas.
Oh Lord, she put a crown on it.
You better put a crown. You know what? You better put a crown. You know what? I got something for you, Mama. Go ahead. Let your son talk.
Well, Mom. So a couple things. You saw on the right where it said private chat. If you look up, then hit comments. A bunch of people right now are wishing you happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I can't see it, but click on the comments.
Yeah, comments. Yeah, you can see it all scrolling.
All the people that are saying, welcome, Mama Mars. Happy birthday. Hey, Mama, happy birthday. All that good stuff. Thank sharing the love with you.
Everybody want to show love. Everybody always does when you come in, when you're coming on the show, and when you have other things that we're promoting, namely your son, because he feels like if he knows if he don't promote it, you'll beat him up, and you should.
She's not a monster.
It was a great gift. He called me and asked me, did I want to do it? So I didn't know.
So this is real quick, Mama. This is a celebration for your birthday, you being the queen.
God.
Okay, I gotta tell you before you go any further, I'm happy to tell my age because I know I don't look it. Mama Mar 65 today.
I was gonna say, Ma, you look like you in your 40s talking about you 65. That's insane.
I can't play that clip for your mama, can I? The one clip I would normally play in a situation like this.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I'm just like, cause it's this one.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
I'm just like, Like, that's the normal clip we would normally play. I had to ask permission before I played
it's
it.
It's fine. It is totally fine. But, like, I got to agree. There's no way in hell that you are... I mean, I know you're 65, but, like, you don't look at it all. Like, you're giving Angela Bassett
Matthew,
a run for
Matthew, Jimmy,
money.
Connor... Thank you, Rowan. Thank you. I really am 65. December 2nd, 1956, 12:32 a.m. in Los Angeles, California. I'm 65.
That's absolutely wild, Mama. Where you're killing the game, faux show. So let's talk about why you're here. Obviously,
real
we're
quick.
Here.
You have to say this.
Texas Mama right now. I'm so sorry for Jay. I'll cut his internet soon. So Ken and Daisy for the podcast listeners. Kid of Daisy says, Winston is texting his mama right now. I'm so sorry for Jay. I'm going to cut his internet soon. I might have to. At a certain point, I might just have to be like, all right, so this is now the Mars Marshall show. We're just going to go ahead and just do a mother-son show for a minute there. but Mom, real quick, though. You're on specifically because you have a new business venture that you've been working on that we actually It's fine.
I was gonna let you and your mama had a moment. That's why.
It's okay. We actually were trying to help you out earlier this summer with the FedEx thing. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what's going on?
I will. You know, bigger than the line, and thanks for having me on, y'all, is that at 65, I really finally feel like I'm in purpose. And Alex will tell you that I've always been so passionate about Christmas, but it's what Christmas emotes for me. And so I've always wanted to have a Black Santa Claus line. I've been collecting for over 35 years. So finally we did it. I came up with this idea specifically of the HBCU, Historically Black College Santas, for over 15 years. And I finally, in the midst of COVID and all the craziness, I decided, to launch. But what's cool about what I'm doing now is I feel that I'm serving versus selling now. I'm not selling anything per se. I do have a few extra 100 Santas that are coming by pallet probably tomorrow. But seriously, y'all, you know, I started collecting 35 years ago, super quick. My mother's only toy when she was a little girl was a white doll, looked nothing like her. And so that kind of stirred up for me. And also my deceased brother went to Tuskegee Institute, and I've always been fascinated with HBCUs. So I decided to go for it. And it started with a lot of research. I didn't say, hey, let's just go do Howard, let's do Morehouse or whatever. I really dug deep, peeled back the onion to understand all the rich history that the HBCUs have produced. And I'm not going to tell you who some of the people are at this point. We're going to play a little game in a little bit. So anyway, I'm serving versus selling. And I got to take you to church for a minute, that your gifts will make room for you and they'll bring you before great men. So the point is, you don't always have to.
Just let it be known that wasn't me that did that.
That was me. You said just take him to
church. Because I was going to do it.
You said take him to church, and then you dropped some scripture, and I was like, click.
But the point is, when you're really in your gift, y'all, and that's what this whole thing is about. The name of the company is the Black Santa Cause Collective. And there's two things about it. When we say clause, we say cause. Number one, what's your purpose on earth? Nobody's here to just, you know, fill up space. We're all born for a purpose. So cause, what's your cause? And when you get blessed, who else are you going to bless? So what's the cause? I can tell you our cause is Black mental health and helping people find out what their passions are, leading them to purpose. Because I think a lot of times people get depressed because they don't really understand how important, how important they are to this earth. So those are really our passions with this, and we're going to be donating in a big way next year in those areas. So anyway, once we did the research, you know, money only goes so far. And so I decided to go with two major icons as our lead. I actually designed the costumes on this, and there's this is all about storytelling. So the first one is HU 1867. Well, when I did my research, I didn't realize that Morehouse was also founded, in 1867. And Morehouse is known as the House. And Howard is known as the Mecca. So those are two that we did. And then I also got access to Grambling and FAMU. So we've basically been into a beta test. So I want to say two things super quick. Number one, this project has been riddled with issues and challenges. But you know, y'all, when you are working in your passion, you want to fight for it. And you just keep pushing through. And unlike all this consulting I've been doing for all these years, I don't feel like I'm working now. Now I'm spending more time. I've had some 16, 17 hour days. And Alex can tell you, I've been grumpy. I've been crazy. I was like, you know, I literally had to turn my home into a warehouse to ship all this stuff out. And the biggest challenge was a supply chain. You know, the boats got stuck in the harbor. And probably the biggest thing is I didn't have anyone to ship this for me. So we're talking hundreds and hundreds of orders. Mm-hmm. And so my house is now, it's a warehouse, but we're, you know, we're making it happen. So I'm not going to bore you with all the challenges. I want to talk about, and don't you put another church video on, Alex, but I want to talk about a ram in a bush. So what a ram in a bush means is right when you think you're down to the very wire, you can't take it anymore, you're going to jump off a ledge, there's always a blessing, right? So anyway, Black Enterprise just did an article on us, and I'm telling you, it's on and cracking. We got so many orders today, I just stopped looking at my feed. And then also, when you think about humility, and I think more of us need to do this, is admit when you're vulnerable, admit when you're scared, admit when you're out of runway, right? And so every time I've taken time with almost every single person has sent an order in, and I stop and I send them a thank you note. But I also tell them, it's like, hey, really appreciate you. We've been hacked. And so I thought when I launched this thing, all I was going to do is push a button. The lazy way we all do, we think social media is going to blow up, right? And there was nobody following me. So now I got thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars invested in this merchandise, and nobody knows about it. So sometimes, you know, they say that pride comes before the fall. So if you'll just kind of admit sometimes if you're vulnerable, you're scared, you know, all this stuff, people will come to your rescue. Super quick story, and then we'll get on to the trivia, is that I have a sorority sister, Skiwi, and I didn't know her.
Hold on real quick, mama. She can do that before anybody that was freaking out about Tiffany on Insecure. She is a soror, so she can
see me. I'm a real soror.
Hey, man, why did you stop? I was getting emotional listening to the story.
Well, because she hollered out Skiwi, bro.
Let your mama talk.
Yes, Rowan, God is always there. And Mark and Chris, thank you so much. Thank you, Jeremy. And so, anyway, she got so impassioned with this. She said to me, let me tell you something, soror. If I got to do it myself, you're not going to have one HU doll left. And all of a sudden, oh my God, people are just engaging. We have hundreds and hundreds of requests for other schools, which we're going to massively expand next year.
So that's what I wanted to ask real quick, not to interrupt again, but Justin C asks, is there a Memphis one? So right now it's just Howard and HU, right?
Howard is HU.
I'm sorry, Howard and Morehouse, sorry.
Howard, Morehouse. We have accessibility to FAMU and Grambling. And those are really winding down. We do have good stock with Howard and Morehouse. We also have the Black Nutcrackers. There we go. 15 inches tall. And with Howard and Morehouse, I meant to tell you, we actually did bonus ornaments until supply lasts. Can you guys see those? Mm-hmm. And so this one says, only in the darkness can you see the stars. These are Morehouse ones, and you can always tell a Morehouse man, whoops, but you can't tell him much. So we've had a lot of fun with that, and we pay a lot of attention to the way we package things. So for me, the gift wrap is part of the gift. We want people to engage and wonder what's inside, and I would say 95% of everything we package out, there's a special gift or a surprise in there. We're going to start putting some big things in there. So I want to show you a couple other things, and we're going to play some trivia. One, I really, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. Can y'all see this? I meant to take a picture of it. Anyway, it says, I don't need an angel on my tree. I already have one in heaven watching over me. So why did I do that? I'm not Debbie Downer. But let's face it, with COVID, we've all had a lot of loss. And yeah. So my heart has gone out. I've lost so many people. I'm afraid to answer the phone anymore. And yeah. So I wanted to be sensitive to those people that are having their first, you know, their first Christmas or what have you without a loved one, a dear friend. Another one that is a lot of fun. You know, y'all are winos. So we have a dual set that's Dreaming of a Wine Christmas, and it comes with Santa, Please Bring Wine. These are going on the website tomorrow. And the last thing that I really love, I used to be in supplier diversity for Frito-Lay many years ago. And
they know about Chester.
Okay. Well, forget you. We ain't talking about Chester tonight. But I saw a woman at a garage sale, and I just saw these gifts with her. You know, she's very talented working in leather. And I said, I got this crazy idea, but do you think you could create me a bracelet, a Black Santa bracelet? These are all leather, handmade, and notice the difference in melanation. Chocolate brown, lighter skin. And they come in various colors. Here's a red one for my Delta sister there. I see somebody said Mama is a Delta. And those are my good, I call them cousin Sorars. So these, I love this because you know what? This woman is making supplemental cash and I love it. She doesn't drive. She has trouble walking, but I drive back and forth to the hood to pick these up. It's almost like we got a little deal under the side, you know, underground thing going, but she's made a lot of money on these through me. So anyway, super quick before we wrap up, and guys, thank you so much for having me. Let's have some fun because I love to give things away. Even on my birthday, I'm still giving gifts. So
So quick question. How many questions are you doing?
Four? I'm doing four.
Okay. And there'll be four of the products you just saw that she's gonna give away. We're gonna give you her email so you can send it to her, she'll ship it to you, all that kind of stuff for the winners. Right. To answer the question, you'll send in either the same way that we always take donations. So Streamlabs.com/boardsandhood/tip, or you can use Cash App or Venmo to either me or Jay. Even just a dollar is fine, just so we can suss everything out. So
real quick, also, so we got before we do any of those, we did have a Streamlab command that I felt I needed to read.
Sure.
This is from Mr. Cersei, your buddy Winston. He says, happy birthday, Mama Swag. He says, can we please get some embarrassing stories about Winston? I remember last time we had Mama Swag. She told us about burying your sister's guinea pig, Fifi. So.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, I started to embarrass him and bring some of his little holiday outfits. Little knee pads and stuff. I'll get him to you, Jay.
Please do. Oh, please do.
That's fine. I don't have to go to dinner tonight. I can stay home. I can stay right here.
Over here. So anyway, no, he was a good kid.
That's what you say now. I get it.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. And I don't have any pictures with me just now. I'm sorry, y'all. But okay, so let me give away some gifts on my birthday.
All right. So what's the first trivia question, y'all?
Okay. You guys have to monitor this.
We will.
But these dolls come with really special packaging. And so there are so many icons that came out of Howard. And so I want you to name three famous people that came out of Howard, and they're all over the place. They could be musicians, they could be actors, you know, lawmakers, scientists, whatever.
It has to be through Streamlabs, y'all, and it's going to be the Streamlabs, first
Cash App, or Venmo, the first correct
$1.
Answer.
It could be $1, just $1.
It could be $1. It's just so we can keep track of it.
Out of those three, one of those people was a very famous actor who is recently deceased.
Oh, you're giving clues out here.
One. So we need three, but one is a very famous actor who is recently deceased. And if nobody gets that, then I'll give you a tighter clue on who that person is. Let's go, y'all.
All right. So again, just for that question, there are three famous individuals who went to Howard University, three famous individuals. That can be anything from musicians, athletes, politicians, et cetera, et cetera. But one is a famous actor who just recently passed. And again, in order for your answers to count,
they're going
to
give three.
They have, you have to give all three, but the one right. has to be the actor. But in order for it to count, they have to be through Streamlabs. So
Streamlabs, Cash App, or Venmo.
Venmo. Any of whichever three. One the first one comes through. Again, I'm don't see I'm staying tight on both. So I'm literally like looking at I'm refreshing Streamlabs and I'm staying close to my Cash App, Venmo, everything as we go.
So while we do that, Mom, what's the second question? Okay. We're monitoring for that answer.
Okay. So the second one, and this is actually to we'll do that, and they get to pick which one. Well, the next one just is
each question goes to the one you show. So there you go.
Yeah. So the next one is, and I'm gonna give you a hint. There's a very famous, black version of the Nutcracker, and this is an alumni, from Howard, who produces this show.
All right, real quick. Sorry to cut you off, Mama. I think we may have it on this end. Okay. So, Mr. Searcy has chimed in on Streamlab with the answers.
Okay.
Regina King, Felicia Rashad, and Chadwick Boseman.
That's correct. Let's double fact check Regina. I don't have her on my list.
I thought Regina.
She may have. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh no, she went to USC. Regina King did not.
So it is not Mr. Searcy. But again, thanks. So it's still available.
I can give somebody a hint.
Not yet. We're not because we've seen it with people.
Diddy is definitely associated, and he did finish. Diddy counts. We'll take Diddy, but we need
again. Three. But they have to be. Through the ways we got it, because we don't want to have, again, we're giving them tight ways to get it.
So. Because then that way we can also keep track of the order that it's coming in and whatnot, because there's a delay otherwise.
So, yes, I see a winner for the Nutcracker, and it's called the Chocolate Nutcracker. And yes, Debbie Allen is the producer of the Chocolate Nutcracker.
Here's the thing, but that's not going to count. Because it's not through Streamlabs or Cash.
Right.
My bad.
So people, somebody giving away the answer. So if somebody just wants to send a dollar, you could just literally take the answer at this point.
I'm getting out of this. Okay.
No, so, you're fine. What's the next question?
Okay,
what's
so the next one to win this is name me. Okay.
Ooh, so here's a question. How about this? Because you had Debbie Allen, but I see from Afro Boy Productions, which is Corey Scott Johnson, he says Wilton Howard, writer of the Negro Nutcracker for the second one. Is that correct?
No, the performance is, I was thinking Debbie Allen.
Mr. Searcy
called the Chocolate Nutcracker.
And Mr. Searcy has chimed in with Debbie Allen, Chadwick Boseman, Felicia Rashad.
Okay, so he wins it.
He gets the Howard University Black Santa.
That's right. That's correct.
So that's Mr. Searcy for that one.
Okay.
Great.
What about this Nutcracker? Do I need to give you another?
At this point, it really is the.
Y'all figure it out. Maybe I'll give less.
What's the third one?
Okay.
What's the third
one? Okay. So two more prizes then. So the next one is, okay, similar to this, there's some bad boys that went to Morehouse. There's three parts to this question. First off is, where is Morehouse located?
Okay.
All right. Name me two famous alumna of Morehouse. One must be in fine arts and the other one, it's a wild card. So one has to be in fine arts and then a second one. So again, what city is Morehouse located? Give me two famous people. One must be a thespian or a creative person. And then a third one.
Okay. So for the Nutcracker, G Smith comes in saying Debbie Allen and wants the prize to go to Jimmy Nails. So Jimmy, we're gonna send where you've got the Nutcracker. Shout out to G Smith for the correct answer and for sharing that with Jimmy. So there you go.
I'm keeping track of
that's an holiday love right there, y'all. That's so cool.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to keep track of like who's winning stuff too over here.
In Wellington. Did they cash app you?
Nope. They gotta send that in to the Streamlab. Keep refreshing. I don't see anything. It's all good.
So again, for the Morehouse Black Santa, Morehouse, you have to tell us the location of Morehouse University and two famous alum. One must be a fine arts alum, and the other you can pick. You can just pick.
Wow.
All right, and you had one more, right, Mom?
Yeah.
You said it was three things, and the third thing to that one with that Morehouse question.
No. I think that was it. I think where it's located in two people. That's three.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So then, okay. So what's the last trivia question for the wine? For the wine thing, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is a tough one. Let's see if y'all were listening. I told you at the beginning of the show.
I'm sorry, Mom. Let me interrupt. Mom, give me real quick. Corey Scott Johnson. I don't know if you Googled this, but bruh, the location for Morehouse, 830 Westview Drive, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Mike Lee and Samuel L. Jackson.
There you go.
I was just looking for Atlanta, Georgia.
But he's specific. Corey's like, go ahead, give me that.
Yeah, Jackson. Right.
Here's the problem, though. So here's the thing. So here's an issue. I got two Cash Apps, all with the same thing as well. So now we have three people.
Just give him another prize, whatever. It's my birthday. Okay. I don't care.
Okay.
All right. So if they all came in at the same time, then Mama says she'll honor.
A bunch of dolls, but yeah. So we will
to everybody. I will make sure I will get all your information for the two that came through Cash App. Please hit me up in the Blurbs in the Hood Twitter. DM me in the Blurbs in the Hood Twitter. DM me your email addresses so I can send that to Mama Mars and we'll get all that taken care of. Go ahead.
Okay. This is a good one. Okay, and Alex and Jay, you all are experts in this. Name three well-known black holiday movies.
He don't know that.
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. There's a lot. Let's see. Look, I almost got mad as hell.
That's why I stopped.
It's expensive to give away. I'm not giving these away.
Kiss my ass, Jay. Kiss my ass.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. Here's one.
Make it work for it. Make it work. Because three black holiday movies, if y'all love black people, y'all it's better so know
if you watch Blurbs in the Hood, the least you could do is come up with three black holiday movies.
If you watch Blurb, and again, last year we had a debate because of this, and my daughter made me lose.
Yes, we did.
And my daughter made me lose.
There's so many of them.
So again, I'm looking. Whatever comes in, I'm looking. Three black holiday movies. All right. I'm hitting refresh, and I'm going to call it.
Yes, do you
have now? Mr. Cersei got it.
Okay. Oh, did he send it in?
Yes, he did. He has it.
So I'll come back.
He got it.
Mr. out here just killing the game, bro.
Mr. Cersei has it. We're calling it. Just I know it's like all a 10-second delay. We have it.
You got it.
The cash. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all who the Cash Apps were for the previous one, real quick. Let me go back to those. That was Wade Dre and
Friday after
and L Boogie 5 cut. So the two of y'all, I got y'all. L Boogie 5, Mr. Cersei.
Yo, of course, Scott Johnson. Can we all agree that Winston is the light skinned Santa?
Oh, no,
Jay is the dark skinned Santa on the bracelet.
Mr. Cersei says, I want the wine one. The best man holiday to preach his wife last holiday.
I mean, I'm going to be real. And if Kristen's watching the show right now, Mr. Cersei would want the wine one. Every time after dodgeball, he's out here buying everybody glasses of wine. So that checks out. Oh, man. All right. So wonderful. We have all that written down. So, Mom, we're going to, as soon as you get out of here, Jay has the, we need all of the emails so that you can make an email you directly.
You guys email me and the little elves will take care of it. It's probably going to be on Monday because thank God we got so many orders we got to fill tomorrow. It will not be tomorrow. So, in closing, you all, thank you so much for letting me stop by and spend part of my birthday with me. And I hope this has been inspiring to someone. I just ask that you share our link. You don't have to buy nothing. Just share. I've been able to hire some folks who needed some extra cash for the holidays. They've blessed me because I can't do this all by myself. And just remember, you're a gift. We're all a gift to this world. Figure out why you were sent here. Unwrap your gifts, y'all, and share them. Share them with everybody. Absolutely. Love you much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Mama. So real before you go, this is the website, y'all. As you see, scrolling at the bottom, Etsy.com/shop/restorethehope. You see the Santas are there. You see that the Nutcracker is there. Uh-huh. What happened?
No, I'm talking to housekeeping.
Okay. Well, Mama, we're going to go ahead and let you go. But thank you so much for everything.
Bye. Bye, Mama. See you, y'all. Mama on a stay vacation, but the location is undisclosed.
There you go. All right. Well, I'll see you at dinner, Mama.
Love you. Bye.
Have a good one.
All right. So
I put it in the chat. That's in the chat. The website is in the chat scrolling right now.
Oh Lord, she's taking a photo. I can see her. I can see her in the thing. She is taking a photo of her having been on the show. There's something. What? Hold on. Yes, Mom. What did you want to say?
Oh no, that's it. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, so y'all, I want to thank each and every one of y'all once again for all the love you share with my mom. We're going to go through these stories real quick. We want to make sure we get, you know, the other reason why we're here. So first thing, because that was supposed to be 15 minutes, and you know how Black Mamas got, that was a whole half hour. I appreciate you not saying anything, Jay. I saw you for a minute being like, oh, I realized I didn't put the photo. Give me 1 second.
All right, y'all. But again, thank you again to Mr. Searcy. You have the Howard one as well as the wine glass. For the Nutcracker one, Jimmy Nails, you get that. And for the whatever, which one was about the three Black alum? I mean, the three Black, his three Black holiday movies, excuse me. Three Black holiday movies is Corey Scott Johnson. That's right. Three Black holiday movies, Corey Scott Johnson. Also, Weed Man Wade and L Boogie on the Atlanta one, the
Morehouse one.
Yeah, so we'll figure out all those. We got great. Those. We will figure all those.
Wow. The disrespect. Well, you know some of the things you won't get if you replace me with my mama. You won't get this. Nigga. That's
you
gone.
Sure? Are you sure?
You know what else would be gone?
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
That would be 1,000% gone. I'm going to tell you damn sure what would be fucking gone. You ain't playing none of that if it's
you sure? Mama. You sure?
Maybe. Yes, nigga. Yes. Yes. All of that will be gone. You know what you're not going to play with my mama on the show?
This bitch.
That is not getting played. So you make a choice. Is it my mama or the memes? Is it my mama or the memes? You make a decision. All right? You decide. So for all y'all other crustity, uppity niggas, Antonio Brown has been suspended for 3 games for being a piece of shit and lying about not getting vaccinated. And a lot of people are out here in these streets being like, yo, how is this any different than Aaron Rodgers? So I'll tell you how it's different. Aaron Rodgers' ass said,
you know,
you
not
going to. You need a minute. You need a minute. You good? Yeah, okay. He needs a minute. All right. So Antonio Brown, as we reported earlier in a previous episode, he had that fake vax card. He actually asked his personal chef for a fake vax card. Somebody got mad real fast. I didn't think it would be gone. She tried to get a man in a new ankle. Now that's a good point. I didn't bring it up, but I did ask Mom. I said, "What you want for Christmas?" And she goes, "A husband and a new ankle." So I just didn't want. I didn't want to put a business.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, so Antonio Brown presented a fake vaccination card to the NFL. And so he's suspended for 3 games along with backup safety Mike Edwards and free agent John Franklin III, who was also with the Bucs but was waived this summer. Now, the big difference here, because a lot of people are like, you know, this white privilege is the face of the league bullshit. One of the big differences here, as we reported with Aaron Rodgers, he's a piece of shit for saying I'm immunized and alluding to him being vaccinated. But the league knew because he presented that evidence to them and they listed him as an unvaccinated player. They said it would not count versus Antonio Brown brought a fake vax card being like, oh, yeah, no, I'm vaccinated. Check it out, nigga. And when he's not even sniffing a vaccine.
So that's the difference.
Also, so here's the biggest crime Aaron Rodgers committed out of all of it, besides them not being vaccinated. And we got to just be honest with it. He lied to the public and the press. That's it. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, he put a lot of people at risk. The league let him put people at risk by saying, well, I'm immunized. I'm going through this holistic therapy, blah, 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 blah. With Antonio Brown, what he did technically should get him arrested.
Yes.
Because it is illegal because you are forging a government document.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. You are forging a government document. Now, will that go that far? More than likely not. Let's keep it a buck.
Yeah.
But there, because again, the average person now we see are getting arrested for that. So that's the deal with that. Again, I was like, yo, wait a minute. What? I was the same way. I was like, boy, this sounds about white. But then I had to realize, I had to sit there and read and we're like, yo, oh yeah, there is a slight difference amongst mm-hmm. the two. Goodell and them knew what Rodgers was doing.
Yep.
Absolutely. Rodgers just didn't disclose to us, the public, that he was.
I gotta say though, you know what's really funny about this? Jemele Hill tweeted out, she was like, each one of those game checks, when it's all said and done, is gonna be a few $100,000 for him, right? The vaccine is free, and he only owed his chef $10,000. So if my nigga had just paid his bills and got vaccinated, he wouldn't be out six figures right now. So it is what it is, man. This next story, a lot of you have probably heard a lot. Oh, probably better to get that out of the way.
Yo, I was just, here's the funny thing. Before it came through, I was praying to God it happened with your mama on the show. Because I wanted to see your mama take shots of wine. From Guppy315, he said, this is for Winston's mom. Happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that birthday wish. I am going to go get my liquor closer.
I moved my liquor car closer.
That was smart. I keep putting it in the way so I don't just leave liquor on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I was praying to God. I was like, what happens if they accidentally trigger the shots alert
while she's here? I was kind of, because here's the thing. Mama don't drink. So like there have been times where mom has like had half a sip of wine and mama's like, ooh, mama feeling good. She will constantly say stuff like, oh, mama feel good. So
your mama start dancing like,
yeah, exactly. So with that, cheers.
All right, so let's get this out the way because we got to do this and the story we're going to transition to is kind of serious. So we'll...
Yep.
Oof. Oh,
yeah, I know.
It went in my nose.
Yeah, it probably did. All right, y'all. So I'm sure as you have heard already, there was a shooter at Oxford
High School, right outside Oxford of Detroit. High School, Michigan.
Exactly.
So right outside of Detroit. You got it or me?
Right here. So this is the shooter right here. His name is Ethan Crumbly. He's being tried as an adult, as he should be. But I think right now, unfortunately, the death toll is up to 4. Is that correct?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I wanted to make sure we put it up this way. Because a lot of news articles are doing what they typically do when a white teenager does something. Want to know what that is? BS like this. Put a cute little picture. Bully teen Ethan Crumbly, 15, is identified as the Michigan high school shooter who gunned down 4 classmates with his father's 9mm after flaunting it on Instagram. You notice the problem with that? Every time a black kid does anything, Tahir Rice was murdered, and they put all these type of photos of a kid.
Yep.
Trayvon Martin was murdered. And they made sure, yo, we see a hoodie and a thug. This little fucker, this little murderer, him, Dylan Roof, the list goes on and on. Every time these white little fuckers do something, they find a little cute little privilege. Oh my God, how dare he? It's mental health. His mental health is bad. We got to look out for him. Oh my God, this is so sad. This is a travesty. Here's the reason why this one isn't a travesty. Because we know where he got it from. He just on Friday got the 6-hour 9mm that he shot his kids with from his father and bragged about it on Instagram, like I mentioned. But it gets worse. Him and his mama is just as bad shit crazy. Here's an article she wrote on November 11, 2016. I'm going to read this en masse. I'm going to speed through it, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to go to most of the parts. Well, now I'm going to do all of it. She was like, "Dear President-elect Mr. Trump, feels funny to even be writing your name like that, but you made history on Tuesday. I'm not going to lie. I was scared shitless to circle your name on my ballot. I've been back and forth whether to vote for you at all. I struggled to make myself find a way to trust Hillary as president. I could not. You see, I'm an American woman. I value the equality of the LGBTQ community. In fair, I hold that in really high regards. I am a feminist. I value women's rights, and I want to be alive when I see the first woman become president. But as an American woman with a 10-year-old child, I could not have that first woman be Hillary. The first debate, you came out looking like a bucking bronco. You fell flat. You pretty much sucked the debates." So she goes on and on about why she couldn't trust Hillary. She says, "I looked at her eyes, her permanent, unchanging smile, her ability to show no emotion. It was then my heart sank and became clear. I absolutely knew that her intentions were not true. Her promises are false. Her voice has an evil cold." What? Furthermore, the wall, the famous wall. "See, Mr. Trump, I support that wall. I'm not a racist." Here we go. Here we go to part. You know what somebody got to say? "I'm not a racist." You typically are. "In fact, my grandfather came straight off the boat in Italy, fought and struggled to prove his way to be an American citizen." Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but he's still white. And yes, I understand that the Irish were persecuted when they came here. I understand about the Irish famine. I understand about indentured servitude. The Italians when they came here. But guess what? If you do history, when after everything happened and America started to be settled, the Irish were turned into the police and the Italian mobsters were given the business. So blah, blah, blah. He went through the Depression and started a successful coal company here in Michigan where he employed other hardworking Americans, blah, 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 blah. This is the best part. "As a female and a realtor, thank you for allowing my right to bear arms, allowing me to be protected if I show a home to someone with bad intentions. Thank you for respecting that amendment." And it ends by saying, "Mr. Trump, this is why I voted for you. I see the change that we so desperately need. I see jobs coming back, people having to work for their handouts, money going to who really deserves it. You ready for the next cuckoo shit? Big Pharma going down. That's not a bad thing. Monsanto, stop poisoning us. Jobs giving back to our American workers. I believe you are the president who make all these things happen. I have never had this much belief in one person, and you are it. If this blog even makes it to your eyes, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Yours truly, a hardworking middle-class law-abiding citizen who is sick of getting fucked in the ass and would rather be grabbed by the
pussy." What the fuck, nigga? What the fuck?
Oh shit,
bitch! Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
What got tired of being fucked in the ass and would rather be grabbed by the put? You know what's funny about saying some shit like that? Because she thought she was being clever. All that shit about like, "I'm a proud woman" and all this shit. Nigga, you did through all, like, we already knew it by voting against your interests anyway. But god damn, the mental gymnastics she went to justify her bullshit.
So you wonder, people always, and then we try to get those articles like I stated about the little school shooter. Like, how could that happen? What happened at home? You see the family. Right? There's a video that I would not play of one of the students took it while hiding in one of the classrooms, took the video of them hiding and taking shelter while the active shooter was going on. At one point, someone knocks on the door and says, "Sheriff's Department, you come out, it's all clear." And the kids are like, "Man, not really." One kid was like, "Yo, we good, we're not coming out." And the voice behind the door says, "It's cool, open the door, bro." And everybody was like, "Bro, oh, fuck that," and leave out the window. So are you telling me, that we're supposed to feel sorry for this? Because again, the family's Facebook pages and all that are still open. One family member was like, "Please pray for my family. We're just going through a lot this week." Bitch, your nephew killed 4 people.
One of the ones that got me that killed me, bro, just destroyed me. I'm sorry, poor choice of words before. There was a football player who saw this whole thing was and charged him to try and give his classmates time and sacrificed his life so that they could get the fuck away, dude. Like, fuck all this shit, bro. Fuck all of this shit. And I, to that point, man, I got to get out of here.
Let me say this real quick. I know. Let me say this real fast. I had a discussion with my daughter's mother. And I don't know if you all know or understand
how fucking hard it is to have the conversation of, do we tell our 8-year-old daughter what to do if they have a school shooter? Because why? They already kind of have lockdown drills. My daughter is 8 years old and has to worry about a potential school shooter. I have to potentially go through the questions in my head of saying, do we tell our daughter what to do if she goes to school to try to learn what she loves to do and be right with her friends, which she also learns to do, but in right the midst of that, someone decides they want to come in and kill you all?
Yeah. It's a whole other discussion, man, and I can't imagine. It's what another one of those things that makes me seriously consider if I want to reproduce at some point. I can't imagine what parents are going through.
All right, we got our
shit like this.
I gotta read these Streamlabs.
Yeah, read the Streamlabs real quick.
Go for it. These are the ones I didn't get to. From Weedman Wade, sent one early, says the neighborhood needs a Discord server because the comments be hilarious and an open discourse throughout the week would be the bomb. We're going to do that. We're going to set that up I don't know how we can combine it two, but we're going to figure a way to combine it between both my Discord and his Discord. Somehow, somewhere.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
We'll do that. Alberto Rios, thank you so much. And all the rest were answers to the aforementioned questions. So you notice we didn't bring this up today. Only reason we brought it up was because of the contest, because it's the second of the month. Y'all got rent. Y'all got Christmas presents. I didn't even say it. Like I said, we only said it for, I want to always make sure I show you how we care, for what you all do for us. And we want to make sure we never feel like we're pressuring you all. Because again, it's the second of the month. Y'all just pay bills, all that shit. So, man, it is what it is. Yeah.
No, absolutely. All right. So we're just going to quick take these other two stories. Hulu had taken, it wasn't their documentary. It was from another news channel. They had a Astroworld Concert from Hell documentary that was up that they then pulled. It wasn't Hulu's. It was ABC's. ABC did this thing and it got pulled because people were pissed off that, you know, they're still in the midst of the lawsuits and everything else. So, Jay, what do you think about hearing
that? And of course, everything is Disney. Everything is Disney, so it's interconnected. And anything that comes on ABC gets put on Hulu anyway. So, it would have fed into it naturally. But, of course, when you see it, knowing that Hulu has been throwing up documentaries left and right, you're like, are you fucking serious?
I think that's the biggest thing more than anything. I just need people to take 2 seconds to, like, look into shit. Because, again, this is what she sent us, the email.
Yeah,
right there. So this is the email. I'm going to put it on at the bottom. You're going to email my mom your info. So there it is right there at the bottom. BlackSantaCauseCollective@gmail.com. Jay, go ahead and let them know again who needs to email what they won.
Please, Mr. Searcy, email and let her know that you won both the wine tumbler as well as the Howard University Black Santa. Weedman Wade, L Boogie 315, and Corey Scott Johnson, let her know that you won the I think it was the Angel in Heaven.
One was the Angels in Heaven, and one was
the Nutcracker. Jimmy.
So Jimmy send your info to, so there it is. Black Santa Cause Collective, send it directly to her. And she will take care of all of that and have it sent out when she's done with her order. So there you go, everybody. All right. So that's that on Hulu. And then finally, as y'all kind of know already, Omicron is out here in these streets. We have our first official case. A man arrived from South Africa in San Francisco. The first official case it's in California. So the thing we found out that terrified us for half a second, it sounds like
everybody.
Oh good God. Oh good God.
Jimmy Nails, this shit makes me mad as hell. I was bullied as hell for being me in high school, and I never once thought of killing my bullies. These soft little white boys wouldn't know suffering if it smacked them in the face. Fuck that.
Is it because of what you got in the Cash App earlier?
Yep.
Okay. I was trying to do the math. I was like, that makes sense.
It makes because I had $3 in the Cash App.
You had three?
Three extra dollars on top because people sent $1 a piece. We hit it.
So then, I thought we already did. I'm so confused.
So we just got. Sent,
Just send it to me in the private chat.
Yeah, I got you. Hold on.
Because I'm very confused. Because based off of what I see right here, that shouldn't have done anything unless there's something I'm missing in the Cash App. That's all. Ah, yep. Okay, fuck me. Oh, son of a bitch.
All right. We're up to serious news story to bring you. Shots. Shots.
I'm going in the club. Everybody take some shots. Turns out a lot of what a lot of people are reporting right now is that Omicron apparently evolved because they're saying most likely someone that was immunocompromised allowed for so many of these mutations to happen. So you want to talk about the danger of people not getting the fucking vaccine? That's all it takes is someone that can't really fight it off. Bitch, I gotta drive.
Gubby315 again for also happy birthday to my dad turning 77.
Congratulations to your dad also turning 77. What the fuck? All right, so here's what we're gonna have to do.
Hey, no. I gotta take this one from the early one.
I'll take this one, and anything coming after that, I will do on IG, maybe at my mom's birthday, but I gotta drive. I can't be out here and oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right, fuck it. Before y'all get me in trouble, plus I got to get to this dinner soon, you know what time
it is. And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Okay. Did you have a Karen? My bad.
Yeah, I do. Shouts out Jimmy Nails again. Winston, my guy, as a person who has had a rough relationship with his mother, I hope you know how good you got it, brother. Much love to you, your ma, and the neighborhood. Happy holidays to you all.
I appreciate that, Jimmy. I'm very aware how blessed I am because I know that there's a lot of people that don't have that, and including you yourself, Jay. I know that you lost your mother young.
Yeah, my mom passed in 2007.
But to be honest with you, that's why she asks about you all the time, because she knows that, and she wants to make sure that you're doing okay. So, you know, man, you got love from Mama Mars as well, bro. Just keep that in mind.
I appreciate it. Because again, I got something and then I got a rebuttal to it, so we got to get to it.
I just want to know what your thought is and why.
None of your business.
Call the cops.
The whole cops?
Yeah, this is not your apartment.
It's not my apartment.
Yes.
Cool. I don't need to tell you anything.
Do you have an ID on you, maybe?
I don't need to tell you what I'm doing because I'm not interacting. Okay. So call whoever you want to call.
It's a secure building.
Huh? Yeah?
It's a secure building.
Okay, so how do you think I got in here?
We don't know.
Did I follow you in here?
Get that fucking
dude, seriously? No. You attacking me, seriously?
Get that phone out of here.
No.
Hey!
Hey!
What the hell's wrong with you? You stupid?
No!
Try something.
Get the out of my building.
Try something.
Get the out of my building.
I'm telling you.
Call the police.
I got it on camera. You attacked me. Call the cops.
I didn't attack you.
You didn't attack me? I got it on camera. Call the police right now.
Please.
I'm going to press charges. Go ahead. I'm going to press charge on you. You attack me.
We asked why you were here.
All right.
I didn't touch you.
Brother, I'm recording the whole thing. Swung at me. Are you crazy?
What are you doing?
It's none of your business.
It is our business. We live here. It is our business.
I live here.
None of your business.
It is our business. None of your business. We live here.
None of your business.
We live here.
So?
We live here.
So? And?
Okay, so how did you get in here? We want to know.
Stay away from me. Dangerous man.
Wait, you know what? Let me get my own phone. I'll call the cops.
Okay, perfect.
I'll call the cops and I'm going to press charges for you attacking me.
No. We asked you.
You attacked me. It's over. Call the cops.
911.
Call the cops. 911.
We're calling.
call the cops.
We asked you what you were doing here.
Metro PD, call the cops, and they're going to come here, and then they're going to arrest him. Call the cops.
They're not going to arrest him.
Watch.
Okay, we're at 4 Academy Watch. Place in River House Apartments. Mm-hmm. We're in the parking deck, and there's some mm-hmm. gentleman down here. We asked him what he was doing down here, and he said it's none of our business. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of gotten nasty towards us. Mm-hmm. So we kind of are trying to figure out why this person's uh-huh. in the parking deck. And he will not mm-hmm. tell us why he's here. He says it's none of our business.
He's not showing any ID.
He's not. Will not show us his ID.
Call the police.
Secure building.
We are.
Call the police.
I'm not.
So, okay, let me make sure.
Wrong photo.
Yeah, because I was deleting it. So as you saw that happen, so of course, social media did what they had to do, and they identified exactly who it was. It's Britzy Brennan and Edward Brennan, right? So of course, as you saw, the police were called. So here is a real quick follow-up for what the fuck happened. This is the gentleman who recorded the video.
And he fell. Mr. Blank stated Mr. Martinez then kicked him while he was down. The video Mr. Martinez had did not show him kicking Mr. Blank due to the camera being moved away very fast when the physical confrontation started. Mr. Blank showed me some redness and swelling to his leg. A picture was taken on my department issue phone. Mr. Blank stated he did not want to press charges on Mr. Martinez. Did not want to press charges. Mind you, this is on the day of that he was going to speak with the building manager and courtesy officer because he does not feel comfortable with Mr. Martinez being in the building at all. This guy said in this police report that I assaulted him. But what's even crazier than that was that one part that I'm disclosing like he wants to press charges. This police report says he does not want to press charges. So that means after the video went viral, after everybody seen it and everything happened, he decided, you know what? I'm going to call the DA because I'm mad at him and I'm going to press charges using a false police report. I'm going to press charges based on what's in this document. I'm going to tell him that he pushed me, I fell on the floor, and he kicked me. And not mention that I went after this guy. But there has to be a law against somebody using the levers of government. First of all, they called the police on me. Remember that, right? When I was not bothering them, auditing them, looking at their car, nothing. Basically, using the levers of government and the DA's office and a false police report to try to press charges against me in order to basically try to hurt me for something that he started, he initiated, he assaulted me. I mean, there might be a law out there, I wouldn't know. I've been reaching out to attorneys, left and right in Nashville. Most of them are just like, we don't do that kind of law. You got to call these people. And those people are like, we don't do that kind of law. You got to do them. And it's just a whole lot of, you know, wishy-washy stuff. So I don't know what's going on there. And if any of y'all know any good, reputable attorneys that can take this matter up and help me with this, I would appreciate it. Because this, no bueno. No, sir.
Again, it's on camera and you want to lie. Here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, and I think hopefully this can summarize everything. To white people, I have to say white people because it is always white people. Black people don't have to show you a motherfucking thing. I don't give a fuck who you think you are, how much you think somebody don't belong somewhere. We ain't got to show you shit.
Unless your ass is a fucking cop, and even then, under certain circumstances, you don't even
need to show shit. I still ain't gotta show you shit.
You still ain't gotta show shit. So get that shit out of your fucking head. None of that is fucking necessary. Go fuck yourself. That's all I have to say. All right, let's close this out, man, real quick, because I gotta get up out of here. You know where to find me everywhere the Swaggy Blurs are sold. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. On Saturday, Jay and I will be at the Schmodown Spectacular Expo. You don't want to miss it.
Which, by the way... So, since we're going to be there, here's the thing we told y'all we was going to have. We got stickers. Blurs in the Hood stickers.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. And Blurs in the Hood wristbands. Yes, our wristbands. So, y'all are going to love these real quick. I want to show them real fast. I'm trying to pull one out because my wrist is not going to turn the way I need it to.
Don't worry about it because we'll, like, because we...
What one
we
side says Blurs in the Hood.
Yep.
The other side...
You know what? I don't even know if y'all hit it, but just because of that... Yeah.
Yes, Joseph Ashley, whatever paintings I have left, I'm bringing with me, plain and simple. I just wanted to make sure.
There you go. So then some of the other stuff to keep in mind, we will eventually sell that other merch, but we're going to start with the expo and then we'll let you know. And we have some other stuff that's in development. They just couldn't get it done because of the Thanksgiving holiday. So it is what it is, but that will happen. So we will be there at the expo. If you're coming to that, come and say hi, come kick it with us. We will be there acting a goddamn fool. That is all from me. Jay, go for it, man.
Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Jay Washington. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., I am at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica for the 10 p.m. show. The lineup is great. On Saturday, I will be doing a lot of different interviews at L.A. Comic-Con, so catch me there. And I will be at the L.A. Comic-Con after party. As always, Bernie Bregman, the Geek Gatsby, he always allows me to co-host with him when I'm there. So I may be on the stage or whatever. So please, if you haven't got your tickets to the L.A. Comic-Con after party, hit me up. I'll tell you how to get tickets, et cetera, et cetera. And that's that. If you're a member of my Supervillain Squad, for the one-on-one with the Supervillain tier, I'm going to send you guys the dates to get that set up ASAP-tual.
There you go. All right, y'all. So much love. Everybody have a great weekend.
I owe this one, and you got to take yours later.
I owe one. I'll do it on IG because I got to drive right now. But much love to everybody that showed so much support from my moms. Please, again, one more time, you see it right here. If you want to support, go to Etsy.com/shop/restorethehope, all that stuff that you saw on there. But other than that, y'all, have a great weekend. We will see y'all. Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
All right, in honor of my mama's birthday, I figured I would show a video of my mama acting kind of bougie. Check this out.
Deborah Lozella Mars, aka Mom, has chastised over for using a regular plate and not a Christmas plate.
And not a Christmas glass.
You need a red glass for her juice and put your broccoli on that.
Jesus Christ.